place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And what a fantastic program we have for you this holiday weekend. We talk with Dr. Lauren Scott about the EPA under a Donald Trump administration and how it will impact coal and natural gas. Plus, Vicki Steiner gives an update on the Bakken communities and what they're preparing for during the 2017 legislative session. We stop out to Belfield, North Dakota, and talk with Julia Olguin with the Meridian Energy Group about the Davis Refinery. Plus, inventor Peter Carl talks about microwave innovation in energy production. All that, plus much more on today's very special holiday edition of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. This week's Christmas music is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on the totally blind singer-songwriter Blind Joe, who was featured on NBC's hit show The Voice as part of Team Blake, or to purchase an acoustic country Christmas, visit his website, blindjoe.bandcamp.com. That's blindjoe.bandcamp.com.
All the way home I'll be warm. Well, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Her daddy looked a lot like him. That's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was much too thin.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Julia Olguin from the Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota.
Hi, Julia Olguin with Meridian Energy Group. I'm the Executive Vice President of Marketing and Strategy.
Well, let's start off with your background a little bit, kind of what your department does and how it is you're part of the team over there.
I have over 25 years of trading and marketing in all commodity space. That would be natural gas and power and refined products and crude oil. And my department, Marketing and Strategy, we are basically the revenue side of the equation. We are in charge of managing all of the assets, so basically purchasing all of the crude that's the input side of our refinery, and then selling out all of the refined products, which is kind of consists of gasoline, jet, diesel, and some LPGs. And so basically the most important job that we really have is that we want to make sure that we lower commodity risk and price risk along with the crack spreads that are coming out with refineries. So my group will be responsible for managing that, and we'll manage that through spread option modeling. And then we will have, that'll be my front office group, my trading group. My traders will manage that. And then the schedulers will be doing all of the scheduling of the crude coming into the plant, and then the refined products leaving, so all of the logistics work. And from there, we have a mid-office. The mid-office is responsible for managing the control side of the business to make sure that we're reporting correctly to all of our regulatory agencies, making sure that we're managing our model correctly on looking at price commodities and reporting price correctly into the industry. So they have a really compliance control type strategy in my mid-office and my risk management group. And my back office is the settlements group. They're actually the individuals that will be invoicing and doing all of our accounts payables and receivables into the company. And so that's pretty much it. We're made of three groups: front office, mid office, and back office.
You mentioned diesel, jet fuel, a few products that you guys are going to be putting out there. When the Davis refinery is at full capacity, how many different products will you guys be putting out of that refinery?
We will have complex day slate of products. We will have gasoline, we'll have jet fuel, and we'll have diesel 1 and 2. And so really the refinery is really structured so that we can meet the seasonality of the North Dakota market and basically be able to do everything economically. So basically what we're going to be doing is in the winter, Davis will be producing diesel number 1. And as you can see, what currently is happening in the market right now, when you have 16 days of extremely cold weather, you know, you constantly see shortages in the market for diesel 1. And Davis is going to come in and fill these gaps and create more equilibrium into the market so that, you know, we don't have these rough winters that, you know, the industry in North Dakota will have plenty of diesel to supply throughout these, you know, and you never know how long the winters are going to last in North Dakota. And that's the beauty of this refinery is that we're going to have the flexibility to manage that throughout the winter. And then in the spring, summer, and fall, we'll produce diesel too and jet fuel also during the spring and summertime. Whichever is more economical is how we're going to look at it. We will run the refinery very economically and what makes sense to meet our demand within the region. And then we'll produce gasoline all year. So we have a pretty full, complex slate, which just helps basically the state of North Dakota with all their seasonality.
And you did touch on this a little bit about the different cold weather and some of those things. But, you know, obviously in North Dakota, we're an ag state, and those farmers go through quite a bit of diesel as well. It sounds to me like you guys have looked into the local market, especially how it's not uncommon for North Dakota to have shortages of diesel.
Well, I tell you what's great about North Dakota, and that's the people and your local market. I have to say, the past 6 months there, meeting quite a few of your distributors and individuals in North Dakota, which has been such a pleasure, very honest and hardworking individuals. And this is a concern. This is a concern for all of them. So, you know, our plan at Davis is to have long-term relationships with the individuals in North Dakota and help manage that, you know, the shortage of diesel during the winter that seems to be common, that happens quite a bit. And so, yes, we've done quite a few analysis on that and making sure in the design stage of our plant that we're going to be able to meet the need.
To listen to the full-length interview with Julia Olguin or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, I never saw a dancer or prancer. I never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw a red-nosed reindeer like they show on the TV screens. But he sure brought lots of presents. So Santa Claus, he must have been. But he sure looked a lot like Daddy. Or Daddy looked a lot like him.
This week's Christmas music is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on the totally blind singer-songwriter Blind Joe, who was featured on NBC's hit show The Voice as part of Team Blake, or to purchase an acoustic country Christmas, visit his website, blindjoe.bandcamp.com. That's blindjoe.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.